Let's stand up and not move from where we're standing, but kind of turn and maybe give a air high five or a hug or a head nod to let other people know that you're excited they're here. And then if you would, just remain standing for the reading of Scripture today. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 6 says, "In the same way that one body has so many different parts, each with different functions, we too, the many, are different parts that form one body in the Anointed One. Each one of us joined with one another, and we become together what we could not be alone." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You can have a seat. We become together what we could not be alone. This connection that we share with one another is a sacred and a special gift from God. A sacred and special gift that means that we are never, ever alone. It means that even in moments like this one that we find ourselves in now, where it can be so difficult for us to see our way forward, that we don't have to figure it all out on our own. That instead, we can borrow from one another's wisdom. We can lean on one another's giftedness. We can share one another's burdens. And in doing so, discover that our collective vision is so much wider, so much fuller than our individual perspective. Each of us plays a part in helping one another be able to see more clearly who God is and how he's at work in this very moment so that we are never, ever without hope. We become together what we could not be alone. Today is a special day in the church calendar that helps us to remember this in a very beautiful and powerful way. Today is All Saints Day, the day on which we remember the people who are no longer physically present with us, but who have and who are and who will always shape who we are as a community of faith. It is a day on which we look back to recognize how without those who have gone before us playing their part, we would not be who we are today. And it's also a day that propels us forward to be who we have been called to be by God here and now, in this time and in this place. Today, we celebrate the lives of 19 people in our church family who we have lost. 19 people whose lives, they display for us the faithfulness of God, and their lives also continue to impact us. Five of these people were connected here at the Greenwood campus. One of those people was Judy Carver. Judy was the wife of Charles Carver, Mr. Charles, as so many of us called him, who served very faithfully here on our facility staff, who made sure that this place was always perfectly set up to receive us every single week. And I don't know if you had the chance to watch the relationship that he and his wife Judy shared, but it was a pretty special one. It was a relationship in which they took such great care of one another. We were so blessed to have both of them in our lives. We also remember today Sandra Havoyas. Sandra was the wife of Bob Havoyas, who worships at our 9 o'clock service. And Sandra's health prevented her from being able to come here and to be with us in person, but it was our honor to be able to pray for her over the last 5 years. Today, we're also remembering the lives of Mary McPeak, Wayne Hunter, and Sherry Montemayor. And Jeremy and I are going to take some time today to share a little bit about each of their lives and the way that they have impacted us as a church. As we do that, my prayer is that in their individual stories, we will hear God speaking to us, that we will hear him speaking to us and encouraging us in this present moment, and that we will also be reminded by him that the connection that we share makes us so much stronger than we can imagine. It makes us more resilient than we even think could be possible. The Apostle Paul continues in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8, saying, "Since our gifts vary depending on the grace poured out on each of us, it is important that we exercise the gifts that we have been given. If prophecy is your gift, then speak as a prophet according to your proportion of faith. If service is your gift, then serve well. If teaching is your gift, then teach well. If you've been given a voice of encouragement, then use it often. If giving is your gift, then be generous. If leading, then be eager to get started. If sharing God's mercy, then be cheerful in sharing it. Mary McPeak, or Miss Mary, was a person who exercised the gifts that had been given to her. She, in particular, had the gift of service, and she so faithfully played her part in the body of Christ. If you're looking at the picture, she's the lady on the left. Miss Mary was one of the first people to get to the church every Sunday morning because she had a very, very important role to play. She was the person who made sure that the coffee and all the snacks were ready for us, something I know that we're all missing in this moment and can't wait to get back to. But when she did this, she always made sure that it was like arranged just so-so. It was like perfect when you looked at it, like you were looking at a picture in a magazine for hospitality. And she did that because it was so important for her to have every person who came in our door to feel warmly welcomed and greeted. She never made any fuss about it, though. She never wanted to draw any attention to herself. She just kept showing up week after week and doing what she did with excellence. From time to time, though, I would catch her as I would stand out in the Welcome Center, standing behind that bar with this huge smile on her face as she was watching all the people, especially the kids, stream through the door. The kids, of course, always made a beeline to her to get the goldfish and the cookies, and she absolutely loved it. But it was a knowing smile that she had, a smile that wasn't taking that moment for granted. A smile that was watching God do something beyond what she had ever imagined. You see, Miss Mary was a part of Greenwood United Methodist Church, a group of people who had deep love for God, a group of people who desperately desired to reach this part of our community. It's all of a sudden all kinds of young families started to move here, but who found that they didn't really have the manpower or the resources that they needed to do what they so hoped. At one point, they were contemplating closing their doors altogether. But this group of people, Miss Mary included, found the courage to try something different. They found the courage to do something that not many churches were doing at that time. They found the courage to let go of their unique identity to become a multi-site of Broadway United Methodist Church. And I can't imagine how difficult that must have been for them. I can't imagine the heartache that they must have experienced letting go of what they had always known and shared together. It was a gift of sacrifice and selflessness. However, the smile on Miss Mary's face as I would see her behind the coffee bar, it kind of told me that it must have been worth it to see what they could only imagine at that time, something that was not yet come to be. And so I'll forever be grateful to Miss Mary and to that entire group of people for the vision that they were able to have in that moment of what God made possible. And I'll forever be grateful to her being willing to give up so much to make something new possible. Without her and this group of people being willing to do that, we literally would not be here in this space today. And so, Miss Mary, thank you for your selfless service. Because of who you were, we are who we are.
I'm going to be reading from Romans 12, continuing on verses 9 and 10. Love others well and don't hide behind a mask. Love authentically. Despise evil. Pursue what is good as if your life depends on it. Live in true devotion to one another, loving each other as sisters and brothers. Be first to honor others by putting them first. And I want to be sharing You are loved, or you are loved, it's still the same. And it just hit. It hit like it really never hit before. And so, that's my Wayne story, and I just sit in a paralyzed room. Awesome. So thank you, Pastor Wayne, and thank you, Melinda and John Seth, for being who you are, which has allowed us to be. And thank you for taking a risk on me, and also taking a risk on this Greenwood campus. Thank you for who you are, and that's allowed us to be who we are.
Thank you. Paul continues on, speaking to us, the body of Christ, in Romans chapter 12, verses 11 through 12, saying, "Do not slack in your faithfulness and hard work. Let your spirit be on fire, bubbling up and boiling over as you serve the Lord. Don't forget to rejoice, for hope is always just around the corner. Hold up through the hard times that are coming and devote yourselves to prayer." I'd be hard-pressed to find another human being who exemplified these words better than Sherry Montemayor. She could never be accused of slacking or having a lack of passion. In fact, she's one of the most determined and really feisty people that I've ever known. She faced cancer for 8 years, and she described that journey in just one word. She called it hell. She endured over 100 chemo treatments. She dealt with, of course, the inevitable side effects. She lost her hair 3 times in the process, with it coming back a little different each time. She went through multiple surgeries and faced so many other challenges. But through it all, despite all of the difficulties she faced, she never lost joy, and she never lost hope. She instead committed herself to serving others, like her family, who she just made up ways to support and to encourage in every way possible, and other cancer patients who she would befriend as she sat in the chemo room receiving treatment herself, who she'd help guide through their journey with cancer, who she would find and pray for around the Relay for Life track. The result of her great love for others was that a whole lot of people loved her back, which at the end of her life caused a little bit of a problem. Everyone wanted to come and see her. They wanted to encourage her the way that she had encouraged them. And so the last time I was with her, she wasn't saying much at that point, but I was sitting by her bed talking to her with lots of other people waiting to see her as well. And I leaned over and I said, "You know, there's some people who really love you." And in that moment, she opened her eyes and with her quick wit said, "Too many people love me." You know, we wouldn't let the poor lady get any rest. So, through it all, she also never wavered in her trust of God, which she said helped her face the hard times. She told me that when she received her diagnosis that she never once questioned God, and that she just had this overwhelming sense from that very moment that he was with her and helping her. In fact, Sherry wanted to profess this in a very public and very powerful way. Right as the pandemic was starting to begin with one of our very last church services. She was starting to sense that her time here among us was going to be short. And so she wanted to remember her baptism by being immersed. Many of you were probably here that day and got to share that moment with her. But what a witness. After everything that Sherry had been through, and despite the pain that she was enduring in that very moment, what she wanted to do was to stand before us, her church family, and profess. She wanted to stand before us and profess that she put her whole faith in the grace of Jesus. And so, thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Sherry, for showing us how to keep right on loving God and loving others, no matter what life throws at us. We are who we are because of who you were. In just a moment, we're going to play a video that's going to show the names and some pictures of all 19 people that we've lost in our church family this year. Each time a picture is shown, Jeremy's going to ring a bell to remember them. And if as this is playing, there's a person that you know who's impacted your life in any way, then we invite you to stand while their picture is being shown. Let's watch together.
Thank you.
this morning, we know that as we gather here, that many of us may have lost other friends or loved ones in this past year. And so today we light a candle in their honor as well. And I'd invite you at this time, if there's someone that you would like to honor today that has passed away this past year, to stand at this time. And if you're willing, to say their names. Let's pray together. Lord God, in this moment when our hearts are filled with grief, they're at the same time, through your grace, filled with gratitude. Lord God, we thank you for each of these servants of yours who have now finished their course and who are resting from their labor. God, we pray that you would give us the grace that we need to follow their examples, that you would help us to be like them in their steadfastness and in their faithfulness. We pray, God, that you would help us to become together what we could not be alone. We pray this in Jesus' name.